There are signs that corals are more resilient than marine scientists first thought. Australian researchers have discovered corals can protect themselves from rising seawater temperatures. The study has found that they produce their own antioxidant to help keep them alive when they're under stress. Stephanie Smale reports.
It was researcher Cherie Motti's nose that led her to the discovery.
I was handed this sample. I opened the jar and the smell of the ocean came out. I got this big whiff. And I was quite shocked because I wasn't expecting that smell at all.
That smell belongs to the molecule scientists have now found helps protect coral from rising sea temperatures. It's the first time the molecule has been linked to the coral itself, not the plant that grows inside it. Cherie Motti says it acts as an antioxidant to keep the coral alive in warmer water.
What we're showing is that this sulfur molecule is actually being produced in higher concentrations when the coral is being bleached, and that enables the coral to survive a lot longer, and hopefully when the seawater surface temperatures drop back down, they're able to continue on.
Scientists from the Australian Institute of Marine Science teamed up with researchers in Queensland, Western Australia and the ACT for the study. Cherie Motti describes the finding as good news for coral.
What it means is that the coral, when it's both a juvenile before it's starting to grow and when it's an adult under severe stress, that it actually has the ability to look after itself.
But she says that protection may not translate to other threats.
It's like any normal person. You have one stress and you don't feel well, but when you have a number of stresses coming at you all at once, it becomes more and more difficult to survive that. And the coral faces exactly that problem. What we're saying is that the coral has the ability to deal with increasing temperature, whether this ability to produce this molecule enables it to be able to be more resilient against these other stresses, we just don't know yet.
The antioxidant properties aren't the only way the molecule helps protect coral. It might sound far-fetched, but it also helps form water droplets in the atmosphere that generate clouds in the sky. Cherie Motti says when the water gets warmer, more molecules are released and more clouds are formed. They reflect the sun's heat back into space, cooling the surface temperature of the sea. But she warns too many stresses on coral can break that cycle.
For example, it becomes incredibly hot. We have a flood plume, for example, that might affect the immunity or the health of the coral. That's when things start to go wrong because then the coral's got to play catch-up. It might not be able to produce enough of this gas, therefore the clouds won't form, therefore it'll get hotter.
The research will be published in the science journal Nature.
Stephanie Smale.